Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 305, Miami. That's Miami's area code. If you didn't get it right, 305, Miami. All right. Anyway, episode 305 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico. Podcast coming to you every week, available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes, Spotify. While you're there, 5-star rate and review. Actually available on every platform podcasts are available. Check it out. Patreon.com for all the past bonus episodes. Patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar. I haven't seen any Christmassy Built Bars yet, but I'm sure they'll be coming out like pieces of candy cane on them. I don't like those, but you might like them. I'm not a big chocolate and candy cane fan. But if you are, go to BuiltBar.com. Use code WWPodcast and save 10%. Sleigh Ride is out. Sail Away Coffee Sleigh Ride Nitro Brew. Holiday season. Everybody's favorite. Go get it at SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order. Give it a try. Sleigh Ride, it just comes out this time of year. Let me see exactly what kind of... I think it's a peppermint nitro brew. I should have had this prepared, you know, while we're doing a podcast. I mean, that would make sense. It's a peppermint and cocoa. It's pour yourself a cup of cheer. Friday, it's here. So if you're listening and it's Friday, go to sailawaycoffee.com and use code WWBRO10. My good buddy John Ziegler has his comedy special available on YouTube. Search under John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. Easy way to do it, just give him a follow on Instagram. Click the link in the bio. Check out John Ziegler's Getting My Affairs in Order. Let him know what you think. Check it out. And if you'd like to come see me do live comedy, and you'll be in the Princeton, New Jersey area, December 22nd and 23rd, I'll be opening for my good buddy Ryan Marr at Catch a Rising Star in, like I said, Princeton, New Jersey. Go to catcharisingstar.com for tickets. Nice little getaway before the holiday. Come laugh with us before all the madness of Christmas starts. I know that's what I'm looking forward to. It's actually going to push me to, I guess, be more proactive as the holidays approach. Because, again, listen, December 1st was on Friday. It's crazy. We are in the last month of 2023. How did this happen? Every year, it's like the same thing. Hey, time goes by so fast. Here we are. And I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do that, and I wanted to lose 900 pounds, and I wanted to make $980 million. That doesn't even make sense, but that's what we're going to do. And I said it. You know, we didn't do it, and we didn't do any of that. And here I am, same boat. Oh, man. This time of year can suck for that reason. You know, it all depends on your mindset. And mine is not of the positive one these days. But the holidays are tough. This whole time comes up is tough. Because, again, it's like, you know, today is December 4th, and happy birthday to my brother Mike. His birthday was yesterday, and today is my Uncle Phil's birthday. Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. Get the, you know, little birthday celebrations in there, but we are literally 20 days till Christmas. I haven't even started anything. I don't have a lot of people to get for. I mean, the kids are the most of it, but... Oh, it just creeps up on you. It just really just, it springboards on you. Like in October, I'm always like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get a head start this year, and we're going to start doing this, and we're going to start doing that. And there I am, like Christmas Eve, just like getting last minute things and running around, which I can't even do this year because I'm coming home on Christmas Eve. the weekend in Princeton. But yeah, it's that's that last month of the year, which is crazy because then 24 is going to start. And all the same promises and, you know, here we go, new year, new me. You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. No, we're not. Why does it have to be New Year's all the time to do it? That's the thing, too. Like, why is it the New Year's resolution? Why can't it just be... Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm still fighting a cold from last week. Why is it always to be like, you know, it's got to be New Year's and it's got to be this. So just start. Start now with something, right? And I should listen to myself. I was talking to a friend and we were giving each other advice. And she was like, that should be the name of my podcast, Advice I Give Others That I Don't Take. And you know what? If Keep Moving Forward wasn't taken or I wasn't using it, that would be the name of this podcast, Advice I Give Others I Don't Take. I don't know. It just hit me weird this year that this year went by so fast. Because I really wanted to make so many different changes. And it's depressing that I really didn't make that any. I made a couple more on the mental health side, which I guess is a good thing. But the weight loss is just. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna spark it. I really don't. And people like, you know, get the shots. I'm like, I don't want shots. You put a shot in your body. I don't want to do it. It's not enough research for me to do that. We can go on the whole list. I don't want to. I know people are gonna be like, oh, get this and do this and do that. And great. Thank you for the suggestions. But you know, you gotta be up here ready for it no matter what. If you're not in a good headspace for it, no matter what you do, it's not going to work. Because that's really all these things are. I mean, are tools when you are gung-ho and ready to do this. Now, I don't even know how to explain this again, but I'm ready to do it. Just not happening. And I don't want to dwell too much on it because I feel like it's all I've been talking about for this past year and it's the same podcast and it's frustrating. And, you know, I guess we'll get through the holidays. I hate to be that like in the new year, but hopefully by the new year, I got it figured out and we're on a path for something. That's just like so annoying. So annoying, but you know, thinking it, I mean, I'm not going to do the whole year and, you know, I'll say that for the New Year's, but like just, I did make some strides as far as like, you know, mental health and not putting up with things I would put up with and kind of like not letting people take advantage of me, you know, noticing red flags right away, not feeding into things, you know, I don't deal with nonsense anymore, which is good. And believe me, it's a big thing because I dealt with a lot of nonsense. You know, because when you're in this is going to sound so pathetic, I guess, when I say it, but when you're single, you know, you've been single for a while, you welcome, you know, people talking to you and things like that. But take it for what it is and look at the signs. And if it's not comfortable, if it's not the right thing, if it makes you feel annoyed and like, you know, it's a job, get away from it. You should never feel obligated to answer. So you should want to talk to somebody. And, you know, I'm noticing that more of myself. I don't placate that stuff and I don't feed into it like I used to. And I'm happy about that because it just leads to like being annoyed and not feeling good about myself. And then that just spirals into everything else. You know, as far as the holidays, they're always tough. You know, not going to lie, I miss my mom a lot around the holidays. And, you know, some days are better than others. But it just sucks, you know, that, you know, people that you want around and made these holidays what they were are not around, you know, and you make new traditions, you do new things, like, you know, to me, Christmas is all about watching my nephews and my niece just, you know, tear open presents and watching the excitement on their faces. And, you know, that does make a good holiday. And it's funny, Rocco, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but Rocco, he goes, Uncle Cheese, you know, Christmas is coming. He goes, you know what that means? And I'm like, what? And he's like, breakfast. Daddy makes breakfast. And he's right. I look forward to that breakfast every year. It's just funny hearing an 8-year-old say it. That's what he's looking forward to, is the breakfast. You know, and I was asking these kids what they wanted. They really didn't have answers. I guess they have everything, but of course I'll figure something out. But I was just joking around with them, like, oh, I don't have to get anything if you don't want anything. Yeah, I got to start getting stuff because it's we're dwindling down. But I'm going to try to keep a positive mind. You know, I don't decorate for Christmas, and people, I tried 1 year and it kind of worked a little bit, but it's very forced. I never thought I'd be that guy. And I would feel this way about Christmas, that it's just another day. But it's become that, and it sucks when you lose people in your life that, you know, this day was, like, you know, epic. You know, I can't even put into words, you know, how awesome my mother made the holidays. And you know, it's not the same. It's absolutely not the same. It's just, you know, my dad said this years ago, and it's true. He goes, it's a reminder that things will never be the same again. And he's right. And it's depressing. I'm sorry if this is how that's coming off, but, you know, this is what a lot of people deal with during the holidays. And it's okay to feel that. Feel the feels. You know, that's, I think, part of the issues in the past that I didn't. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be, you know, sad. You got to feel those feels. You got to get it out because, you know, you can't dwell on it. And that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to get everything out, trying to feel all the feels and, you know, not let it carry on past what it has to be. Easier said than done, but I'm trying, and we're getting there, I guess. I don't know if we are or not, but either way, no matter what, we got to wake up a little bit. We got to snap out of it. We got to, you know, start getting, on the grind. You know, a couple weeks ago, my knee started bothering me. I have arthritis in my knee. And a few years ago, I had a cortisone shot, a couple of gel shots. And I thought I was got to go again because it was really bothering me. It was hard to walk and limping all over the place, and it's getting better. But it's just, you know, it's a reminder why it hurts and why it's, you know, acting up. There's more weight on it. I know this. And I know I heard it when I was, not going to say svelte, but I was a lot lighter and active, and that's why I heard it. But now, the reason that it's acting up is because I'm putting more pressure on it. And, you know, it's... I've actually been moving a little bit more. Not a lot more, but... a little bit more, because it actually feels better when I move it. So I don't know. just, I guess I'm happy for Sierra to end in a way. You know, I was saying in the beginning of the podcast, oh, I can't believe it, but you know, maybe put this year behind me, start new. And I hate being that guy. I really do. I hate it. I hate it. New year, new me. Like I said in the beginning, that's not what I want to do. I want to just do this. But, you know, knees feeling better. I was sick last week. I'm feeling better from that. So that these are all good things. Something's going around here, and probably all over the country, but New York, it's like, you know, everybody's sick. And I'm just like, hold on, like a residual cold from it, and I hate it. But it wasn't as bad as last week. Last week, after the podcast, I went to bed. And then Tuesday, I came home and went to sleep again. I was, every night I was just like passed out early. Which is nice, but I was just exhausted. And I got back to doing some rideshare this week, which is fun. When I was sick, I wasn't, you know, driving as much, especially leading into the Thanksgiving holiday. But I'm back on that, you know, that rotation, which is nice. I love it. I actually just hit, we'll talk about some good news and good stuff. Some positive things. I just hit my 750th ride. And still holding a 5-star rating. Still 5-star rating. With over 750 rides. I hit it the other night. It came through. And I am very proud of that. And I know I joke about it. 5 stars and everything. Blah, blah, blah. But to me, it's a tremendous accomplishment. You know, I've done over, kind of show it on the thing here and get see the 5 stars. I've done over 750 rides and I have a perfect 5-star rating. I take pride in my work. I take, you know, make sure my car is nice, get some good music on, you know, listen to what the people want. I always pride myself in having a good work ethic. And I don't mind doing this. It makes some extra money. It's actually fun. I love to drive. And you meet some interesting people, meet some fun people. You know, some people just want to get out of the car. I had a drunk guy the other night. Just like, I was like, get out of this car. He was telling me how to go, but it was like all down wrong way streets and one way streets and dead ends. And I'm like, I'll just follow the GPS. I had one guy that definitely was cheating on his wife. I picked up his girlfriend's house and drove him back home. Well, fun. These are like, you know, it's just, it's almost like that show Taxi Cab Confessions, but I'm living it. And I'm doing great with it. I still can't believe, and you know, when I was on the Wine of a Matter podcast, Laura had brought this up too. How do I have a 5-star rating being as grumpy as I am? I don't know. I don't know, because like if somebody does something I don't like, I let them know about it. And it's, you know, sometimes it's not pleasant, but I'm still holding a 5-star perfect rating. And I am. I'm so proud of myself for that. You know, it's a big accomplishment. And I know there's people that have done more and, you know, probably have a better track record with it than me, but good start. It's a nice start to it. I mean, I've been doing this now since April, I think. Yeah, I got the car in March. And I started the next month after that, which is, it's crazy. I've had the car that long. It seems like I just got that too. This year just flew by. Insane. Really is. I'm dwelling on it. I know I am, but it's just like, it's crazy. But I got a good week coming up. We got the Bouncing Souls on Wednesday. I'm going to see my favorite band. I talked about it last week. Got tattooed by Brian, the bassist of the Bouncing Souls. So we're going to go now and see them here on Long Island. I think my my brother's going and his friends. So there'll be a lot of us there. Me and Nick got VIP seats. Those are VIPs. And I'm just going to enjoy it. You know, I don't go to a lot of shows and concerts because I don't like to be around a lot of people touching me and stuff like that. But when I'm controlled in this area, when the VIP section, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to enjoy it. Back in the day, I'd be in the mosh pit. I remember one time me and Nick, we went to a show. I think it was me first in the Gimme Gimmies. And I think it was Irving Plaza. And me and Nick went to go open the pit. And then when that happens, you lock arms like this. You hold hands and you spin around. And as we were spinning around, our feet hit and we tripped and fell. And we went into the people like a bowling ball. People just like went down. And I remember I'm getting up, there's like 98 pound girl just like looking at me. And I fell on her and I was like, oh my God, are you okay? I thought I killed her. And it's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm okay. She bounced right back up. Those punk rock girls are. They're tough. You don't mess with them. They may be 98 pounds soaking wet, but they'll kick your teeth in. And they get, you know. But those are fun days. Getting into the mosh pit, like, you know, just getting your ass kicked for the whole show. And then coming out just like sweaty and gross. You know, I hated it, but I loved it at the same time. Like, you come out, I just remember, I can still have the sense memory from it. Like, you know, walking out into New York City in the freezing cold, like, hot and sweaty and, like, now getting cold because your clothes are wet from the sweat. And you're getting a cab. And I remember my friend Barry would get, like, a Diet Coke and a pretzel. That was his go-to. We'd wait till we get to Penn Station, get Mama Rose's pizza, get Rose's slice, a tall boy, or I would get like a soda or something. And that was good for the ride back to Long Island. Those days were awesome, but I'm not getting into the mosh pit at 44 years old. It's not happening. My friend Jason does. He's insane. Got the knee, got the back. Ugh, I'd be on the floor in 2 seconds. I'd be mashed potatoes, not mosh pit. I'd be laying there like a big old bag of mashed potatoes. But those days were fun. And, you know, going back and seeing these bands, it's crazy. Like, you know, I remember like listening to these bands, and my dad, my mom, like, you know, these bands, see how long they're around for. They're around for a long time, over 30 years. So they stand the test of time, and the Bouncing Souls are awesome. And I'll sing their praises. And I talked about them last week. I'll talk about them again this week. And I'll talk about it next week because I'm going to see them. But if you haven't listened to them yet, please do. Their music is so fun. And they got the serious stuff too. It's got something for everybody. They're an awesome band. And I'm excited to see them. And it's perfect. It's right in my hometown, like down the block. My brother's like, you're going? It's like, you're going to this, but you don't want to go see NoFX. I'm like, NoFX is in Brooklyn. This is down the block from my house. Big difference. But I've seen them, you know, before, and it's I know it's their last tour, but I don't have any desire. I think Nick actually, it's funny. I'll read a text message. We had a little group message, Nick and my brother and me. So my brother said, YouTube blank, get your tickets to No Effects, last New York show. And my brother Nick goes, I got mine. Mike goes, Sunday show. And Nick goes, I wouldn't even dare to ask Anthony to come to Brooklyn. Yeah, Sunday. And I said, no Brooklyn for me. And yeah, they got everybody going. My brother's got like 10 guys going with him. Nick will have people going with him. There'll be like over 20 guys there. Like I said, it's the same group of people that have been going to shows for over 25 years together, which is awesome. But count me out of the Brooklyn one. I'll see everybody on Wednesday at the Bouncing Souls. If you're going to be at the Bouncing Souls, Mulcahy's, come say hello. I'll be in the VIP section. Very easy to see. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry it was a Mushad Monday and it was a depressing show. But that's what's going on, right? I don't know. We'll pep it up for next week, I promise. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 305. As always, we're played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can find it on iTunes, and while you're there, download his new band, Demon Scar, dropping new music like crazy, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Only one place to go for your deli needs, that's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Uncle Cheese, finsdeli.com. Check it out. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us tonight. Have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you later.